Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer and relationship enthusiast. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells in a relationship? Like you're always giving more than you're getting, or that your needs are just not being met? You know that feeling when you swallow your own thoughts because you're afraid of rocking the boat? Well, friends, today we're tackling something super important: building healthy boundaries in relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries? Sounds a little stiff and formal, right? Not at all. Think of them as the invisible fence around your heart and soul. They keep things safe, protect your well-being, and ultimately make relationships stronger and more fulfilling. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for healthy connection and self-respect. So, what are some key takeaways to remember? First up, know yourself. What are your values? What makes you feel comfortable and respected? What are your deal breakers? Once you have a clear understanding of your own needs and limits, it's time to communicate them clearly and assertively. Think of communication as the bridge between two people. Don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't sit right, even if it feels awkward at first. Remember, true friends and loved ones will respect your boundaries, not resent them. It's like that scene in Friends, where Phoebe sets a boundary with her friend, and everyone cheers for her. Second, practice active listening. This doesn't just mean hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the other person's perspective. Ask questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine empathy. When both parties feel heard and understood, boundaries become less about me versus you, and more about finding common ground. Third, be willing to compromise. Healthy relationships involve give and take. There will be times when you need to bend a little, just as the other person might need to do the same. Find that sweet spot where both parties feel respected and valued. Remember, it's not always about winning, it's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved. Fourth, don't be afraid to seek support. If you're struggling with setting boundaries, talking to a therapist or trusted friend can be incredibly helpful. They can offer guidance, perspective, and encouragement as you navigate these tricky waters. Think of it like having your own personal cheerleading squad. Finally, remember that building healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time, patience, and open communication. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't give up if things get tough. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and John, a couple who've been together for years. They love each other dearly but often find themselves feeling drained and resentful. Sarah constantly puts John's needs before her own, agreeing to things she doesn't want to do just to avoid conflict. John, oblivious to Sarah's sacrifices, keeps piling on requests, expecting her to be his ever-reliable yes woman. Sound familiar? This classic scenario highlights the importance of healthy boundaries. If Sarah had clearly communicated her needs and limits, saying no to extra commitments when she felt overwhelmed, prioritizing self-care activities, things could have been different. John, in turn, needed to learn to be more aware of Sarah's emotional state and consider her feelings before making demands. Remember, it's not selfish to set boundaries, it's essential for creating healthy, fulfilling relationships. By knowing yourself, communicating clearly, and respecting each other's needs, you can build stronger connections that stand the test of time. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to building those rock-solid boundaries. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, and your voice deserves to be heard. Now, go out there and set some healthy boundaries. I want to hear all about your experiences. Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag procrastinationkiller. Don't forget, you're amazing, capable, and worthy of love and respect. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.